Bad Motivators.
Shit. Yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 247 of the Bad Motivators. It's weird that I say that because we're starting this 47 minutes after the time we normally claim we're going to start. My name is Eric Strylers, and with me, as always, are my two excellent co-hosts, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
47 minutes later, hey there.
And one Mr. Dallas Wood.
Hey, she's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry.
Sweet cherry pie.
Swinging to the left, swinging to the right.
All right, rein it in, Janie Lane. So,
what are you like trying to become the next, like next Shatner in your own way? Like where you're just like lounge.
She's my
like,
cherry pie.
Well, I kind of do that with Cracker Rap, so it's kind of like it's not a rap song, but I'm still doing the same thing that I do with Cracker Rap.
Just so everybody knows our dedication to this show, how Cruiser said 47 minutes later, hey there. We actually sat there for 47 minutes before he said that. I edited it so that it didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
That's how dedicated we are to the bit, but I wanted the listeners to not have to sit and wait for it. So now it is now 90 minutes after we would normally have started, but what are you going to do, right? Yeah. But so, hey guys, here's some exciting news. This is the first podcast being recorded on my dope new MacBook Pro, and I'm super stoked on it. So that's metal. It was late because of said MacBook Pro, which it will get recorded tomorrow. But, oh, and by the way, this episode of That's Metal is the many guitarists of Megadeth. It actually made me sad while I was taking my notes and putting the playlist together.
Wait a minute. I see. I don't know anything about the history of Megadeth. I'm trying to ruin your That's Metal. But well, I'm just curious. Like, I didn't realize. I mean, and it's kind of funny if you consider what happened with Dave Mustaine from Metallica.
Well, it kind of started after that because they dumped him off on a bus in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he met future bass player Megadeth.
But I mean, it's just funny to me that if they're going through so many different guitar players, is it because they died or because they just got fired? What happened?
They just wish they died. No, no. So honestly, with the exception of Dave Ellefson, who is the bass player, who recently was in the news for not good things and will probably never be the bass player of any band ever again.
I didn't know anything bad about him. That's
yeah, it's a shame actually. But yeah, I almost was going to call the episode Musical Chairs because for reals, they have had a ton of lineup changes. And Mustaine had said something at one point that essentially Megadeth was a Dave Mustaine solo project named Megadeth. And essentially the musicians were interchangeable. And one of Megadeth's studio albums was originally going to be a Dave Mustaine solo record. But because of obligations to the record label, he had to release it as a Megadeth record, which is fine because let's face it, everything he does sounds like everything he does.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that
man.
That sounds like Josh Homme in Queens of the Stone Age. Like that entire band has cycled through all.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of the players multiple times. I mean, it's him. It's his thing. They're like, you can tell he's like, play my fucking music. Well, I'll tell you my fucking music. You're fucking out of here.
Well, the first time I ever saw them, I thought, this dude's the band.
Yeah.
The other dudes are just background.
They're just there.
But this is the guy that's the band.
I've been to several of their concerts, and I've seen at least two to three different drummers and one or two different guitarists.
I mean,
that was within like a 3 or 4 year span. So,
it's not unusual if you think about like a lot of these middle of the road, like semi-famous band, you know, not super groups, like, but you know, talking about like the Cars, they've had a million lineup changes. Creedence Clearwater Revival, they've gone through people. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not uncommon for sure.
I mean, Crosby, Stills, and Nash also included Young at one time.
That's true, but they were able to do a name change to where, you know, it wasn't in there anymore. But what I'm saying though is like you look at a band like say like the epic bands like Metallica, right?
They've gone through a few bass players though.
Yeah, but for different reasons. But I'm saying like, but every time something happens like with them, especially when I would say Jason Newsted left. Like it was like a really big deal that like Jason Newsted left the band. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. because they had gone through the tragic years of Cliff Burton dying and all that stuff. And then they found a new guy with Jason Newsted and they completely drowned him out in Justice for All and whatever else. He still stayed. And then all other stuff.
We gotta mention Cliff Burton is like one of the few bass players who's I've ever heard in any of music who went God mode on any record ever. I mean, that Anesthesia track is fucking wild. I love that. I listen to that periodically once a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he obviously was irreplaceable, but you know what I mean? Like, it's still like, I think Jason did an admirable job when he was there. Yeah. And then I don't know, but you know what's coming? One more thing, I'll get off this Metallica thing. They recently had this video or something where it was like they were having this like deluxe special edition of the Black Album sell, like with all this extra shit involved and making of and whatever else and posters and art and whatever.
Yeah.
Jason Newsted did the promo for it.
What?
Yeah. That was weird.
That is weird.
I'm like, what the fuck is Jason Newsted doing here? I thought he was dunzo with these dudes.
Eric can't answer this question. I want to know how big a Metallica fan you are. What was the name of the band Jason Newsted played in before he was in Metallica?
Flotsam and Jetsam.
Shut up, Eric. You were supposed to not answer, goddammit.
I thought you meant you didn't think I would be able to answer it.
No. I knew you would. That's why I didn't want you to answer it.
I knew that, but I never would be able to answer. I wouldn't have been able to pull that weird name on top of my head.
Well, for those people who like to listen to That's Metal, you would have heard in the episode about metal bands covering non-metal songs, Flotsam and Jetsam did a pretty rad cover of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
I've heard it. That's a good one. I love it when bands do covers for some reason.
That's a badass song in general.
It is, man. Yeah. It is. It's practically a metal song all in its own right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's like Elton John's metal song, kind of like Stone Cold Crazy was Queen's metal song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, dude, we started doing Saturday night services at church several years ago. And God, dude, that's one of the best things about having to shut down for COVID is that we realized that they're just, it wasn't, we didn't want to continue having them.
Nice.
Right. But anyhow, the thing is, when we very first launched the services, for every Saturday for 1 month, I would have us do some ridiculous like opener for the service on Saturday. And like I did Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. If you're familiar with the song.
Yes, Saturday,
you are, right? But one of the weekends we did Saturday Night's All Right, but I had him sing Saturday Night's All Right for tithing. It was pretty great, man.
Awesome.
Anyhow, guys, so we've actually got some pretty cool stuff to talk about this week, especially Bring Home the Bounty. And listen, I'm just going to sizzle this. We'll get to it in a little bit, but listen, this is a pretty big freaking sizzle. Are you ready? A Book of Boba Fett, Fennec Shand, watch band. That's right, people. That's what we're looking at. Wow, so
my collection is complete.
Yes.
Hit the music, Eric.
Get crazy. So what we're going to do right now is this joint. And I know I say this, but seriously, a huge thanks to Robbo. I haven't talked to that guy in forever, so I need to reach out to him to see what's what, man. Because I haven't had anybody like be extremely negative on the show in a while, so I should really invite him on.
It's very like missed. Like I need that negative energy to bounce off of.
Yeah. But anyway, Robbo, if you happen to listen, man, you rule. So, did anybody get anything?
I technically did get something. It's not obviously Star Wars because who buys Star Wars stuff anymore? But I did.
You can't buy it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Well, I don't know if I told you guys, but recently, like I purchased, I forget what they're called, but basically like a a weightlifting cage. It has the whole thing in there and has the bench bar, squat bar, all that stuff all connected together. Mm-hmm. And today, it's coming in several different packages because, you know, it's like 600 pounds altogether, whatever. But like today, like half of the order came in and then on this FedEx truck. And luckily I happened to see it come in, or actually my dogs heard it come in. Cause I was in the backyard and noticed it, because they had, and she was glad I was helping her, but they had this, couldn't have been more than 140 pound, like 23-year-old girl delivering these packages. And one of these boxes weighed more than her. They had to have. I'm like, she was like, when I came out, she had her back pressed, because it was a cargo van, and she had her back pressed against the passenger seat, pushing against that box with her legs with all her might, and it wasn't moving. I'm like, what would you have done if I wasn't here?
Oh,
the physics. Well, here's the thing. It's not a strength thing. It's just the physics of it.
I mean, literally didn't have enough body mass to push it.
Exactly.
And I said, not that you need my help. But would you like some help? She's like, please help me with this. I'm like, all right. So like, I mean, she'd already gotten all the weights off and like another box, but this is the last one. Like, had the main sections of the tubing, the metal tubing that make the cage and stuff.
So would you get a half rack?
I don't know what you would call it, Eric. I'm not in the weightlifting jargon. What I wanted was like a contained thing. So it's got free weights, right? It's got the lat pull down bar and all that good stuff. But it's the cables. But it's you put free weights on it. It doesn't have the plates. And then it's got a bench bar and it's got a squat and it's got a squat rack all connected to it. So I don't know if you call it a half rack or what. I got no idea. It just basically enables you to have most of a weightlifting set in one smaller area.
That's cool. So, yeah. I've got a, it's like a half rack where it's got like a gun rack front so that you can squat from it or bench from it. And a half rack just means that like there's no vertical back to it. Like, it's not a cube. The base of it's not square. The back half of it curves, and that's where like the machine rods are for the like the pulley weight plate section.
Yeah.
But then also it's got a Smith machine bar. The Smith machine, for those people that don't know, it's like where it's a looks like an Olympic weight bar that's attached to these vertical machine rods, and it's got ball bearings on it, and it slides up and down on it to keep the motion in an exact straight line.
Yes, this sounds exactly like what I bought.
Yeah,
like almost to a T.
We're gonna get one of those for my son when we move into the new house. For sure.
well, kind of like a story to go along with that, if I may, I was under the weather yesterday and still kind of was coming down from it today, because we were making room for this thing. We're putting it in the garage, right? And so we had to like get we got rid of a bunch of shit, and then like, and then we have this shed on the backside of our house that came with the house that we like never used for anything. But it's a big empty space for a lot of stuff to store. So I was, unfortunately, it's got where the rafters are exposed, like the bottom of them, it's open. So like birds and mud daubers and everything else can easily get in there. So like, I got to fix that. I still need to be vented, obviously, but not like wide open. But like, so anyway, so I'm in there knocking down easily 200 mud dauber nests. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was all over the place. And, you know, of course, birds and whatever been shitting in there and whatever else. But my dumbass decided to not wear a mask when I was in there and cleaning it out, and I knocked all these things down. I was sweeping it up, and I used my leaf blower to like do it quicker, so it's just like all on my face.
Oh no!
And then surprisingly, the next day, like when I got out of there, I was like coughing up black shit and blowing black shit out of my nose and everything else. But I thought, you know, that it's just going to be an allergy attack, and I'm going to hate everything, which is fine. I can get over it. No big deal. But like, I think it literally made me sick, because like, the next day around probably like 5 or 6 o'clock, like I got that feeling that you're going to get feverish because you get cold and you can't get warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like, my head hurt really bad and everything else. But like, I never actually got a fever, because I like measured myself. I never had actual fever. I got the shivers. And so I basically cocooned myself in the bed. I had a hoodie on, I had sweatpants on, I had wool socks on under blankets. I'm like a boxer's kind of guy when I sleep. So like, I apparently that's what I needed, because I woke up feeling a lot better. But like, I can you like get sick from shit like that? Like, I didn't think that was a thing. I figured it'd be the your allergies.
Yeah, you can. You can get a common cold from a lot of stuff.
I don't think it was a cold, though. It was weird. But, yeah. So, anyways, weightlifting. Woo! All right. How about anybody else?
That was a terrible story.
It's terrible. Well, you know what, Eric? We can't all have stories about butt plugs, okay, buddy? So, you know, you just chill out.
That is true.
I got one step closer to moving in the new house. We got paper for the exterior stucco on and everything sanded and ready for paint. And I got the main power in there.
The worst part of owning a house, painting.
Yes, I'm not painting it myself. But what I'm not getting is garage doors for 4 months. I'm going to move into my house and have to keep all my garage stuff in storage because I won't have garage doors.
What, you don't trust your neighbors?
I don't trust anybody with my stuff from my garage. You think I'm leaving my beer fridge out there, like, open for everybody to enjoy?
Especially in a depraved Mormon society where alcohol is, like, banned in a lot of places.
The kids are going to be stealing my shit, bro.
No way.
Yeah, so that was kind of a bummer to find that out. But, man, like, there's light at the end of the tunnel that we're supposed to be in before Christmas.
Are you getting, like insulated doors, I imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit of frosted glass for looks. You won't see the glass from inside the garage. It's just going to be like for decorative purposes.
Well, I was going to look into that myself just to try to make the garage a little bit more temperate controlled. We got to like add some insulation on the far wall, and then like I think some insulation doors would go a long way.
Well, you can insulate the doors that are there if they have an open like space from inside. You know, I did that on my last house.
I don't know. I don't know how to get to them.
Oh, so like when you look at your garage door, isn't it just a void, like to the front part of the, like as
yeah? Middle? I mean, like, you mean like one side's a plate, another side's a plate, and there's like connected kind.
You just can't see. You can see into the behind of the door. There's no like foam or anything in there. It's just you see the back of the door.
Yeah, I see the back of a door.
Yeah. So what I did on that situation is I took like that foam insulation and I used construction glue and just like glued it in there. It worked awesome. And then you didn't have to replace the door.
Wait, so what would you like drill holes into it?
No. Just take the foam that's like 3/4 of an inch.
I'm thinking of like the expanding foam.
No, I'm thinking glue, like construction glue.
I don't know if I know what you're saying, but
it goes in a caulking gun. It's like caulk, but it's glue.
Right now, anybody who is considering signing up for Patreon has quietly clicked cancel.
That's fine.
Hey man, we're gonna have Ash from Rogue Padron on Tarkin Tangents here soon with Claire Stribling from Imperial Senate Pod. I mean, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Patreon.com/ The Bad Motivators.
Okay, we Eric, had a some please new tell us. We do have to do patrons, Eric. Please, since you are the one who has all the great stories and all the great things, please tell us of your woes or gets or whatever awesomeness you have going on.
Well, I did actually go and try to search out some Star Wars merch this week to no luck.
Right.
Whatsoever. Naturally, why would I have any luck? Because no place has anything ever. But I did have a pretty cool gig where I did get something, and that was one of my friends who I recently was, it was a coworker who left and hadn't been able to talk to him for insert reasons here. They were there and I got to talk to him and, you know, sort of settle everything out. And that was great. But we played a really good show, and weirdly enough, nobody tried to like get up on stage and ruin it, except for the drummer's on again, off again girlfriend bringing in beers, which is just what he needs during a show. Ooh. But you know, nothing too spectacular. I'm sorry to be boring this week, but that's just how it goes sometimes, because you have to have things that suck to have things that are great.
Well, I just want the listeners to know, you and I both made the effort to get something Star Wars this week. I my office manager for my birthday a couple weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, gave me a gift card to Target. She's like, I just want you to pick out what you want because I know you love, you know, Star Wars stuff. So I don't want to like get you the wrong thing. And then I'm like all excited going to like many Targets and just striking out.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty disheartening.
It is.
That this stuff is just impossible to find. And again, like with pre-orders as an example, here we have all these things going up for pre-order and you can't even get them that way because the pre-orders end so fast. And it's like, I think like we're misunderstanding the concept of pre-order. A lot of times it's more like Kickstarter where you're figuring out how much of the demand there is for something. But nope, right. It's nope. Just, here we go. And yeah, just more stuff that I haven't been able to get. But you know what? It's one of those things where you come to realize that it's like missing class. You miss a class, and the next thing you know, you've missed 20 days in a row. It's kind of like that with collecting. Suddenly you can't get stuff. After a while, you just quit caring. It's like, I'm not going to be able to get it anyway, so no point in being excited about it. I sure don't want to fight anybody for something as simple as buying a piece of merchandise for Star Wars that I'd like to have.
What it does, or what it has done, is it's alleviated my need to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is. Because it used to be, we would all be like, yeah, I got all that shit ordered. You know, there was no big deal for us to have pre-ordered or ordered $120 stuff a fucking week at our peak there.
Oh, time I thought I would have no cred if I didn't get all this shit.
Yeah.
And like, now I'm like, eh.
But like now, it's like, I'm only getting something when it's exceptionally cool.
Yes.
And like, it's like, oh man, that's so much different or whatever. So much. It's the packaging is cool. The way that the figure is cool or something. It's gotta be a very specific thing. Whereas whenever the 40th anniversary of A New Hope or Empire Strikes Back came out, we were all trying to get all those special edition figures and like all the other stuff, trying to get as many. We were never like Black Series completionists in the way that we were trying to get every single one, but you know, that didn't stop Eric from buying 7 of one or two of them, you know what I mean? but he wouldn't do that now. Luke Skywalker.
I know. No, but I think legitimately the only time speaking for myself, the only time I was a completionist was on the 40th for A New Hope.
Yeah, and I never got close because those were like legitimately hard to get.
I got them all, but then when Empire came around, the Chewbacca was the same. And even though I was a completionist on that one, I was like, not buying the same figure with one little detail different between the two lines. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I got like maybe 4 of the Empire ones, maybe. And I'll probably get 2 or 3 of them when they do Jedi, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know. And they already came out with more figures in the Phantom Menace packaging. I didn't get any of them besides the ones that got a celebration. So
I need to get that Mace Windu. But like, again, just like Eric said, like I'm not, personally, I've put a ban on buying anything online. I've got to find it. So I'm going to collecting shops to find it. And you know, if I have to pay a little bit more, I have to pay a little bit more. But so far I've been like, it's retail. Okay, cool.
The only things that I've pre-ordered recently that are cool to me are the droids version of Boba Fett, the 6-inch black, and the powder blue.
Oh, yeah.
And then the George Lucas Stormtrooper. Those are the only two things that I've ordered in probably 4 months.
Well, speaking of ordering, we were talking about before the show started that Bring It Home the Bounty week thing.
Yeah. Bring home the bounty.
Lots of pre-orders happening there.
And we're like, hey, there's a Mace Windu in some packaging with the terrible 50th anniversary logo. Let's go order that. You click buy it now, and it brings up the animated droids picture on the Walmart site. Not even the fucking figure.
which is just the Black Series Mace Windu.
Yeah.
That's so, I mean, like,
what are you doing, Hasbro? What are you doing?
Like I get it. People will buy it just because of the Eric. How do you say his name? Tereskoff. How do you say his name?
Jenny.
Tereskoff. I can't say the word. My mouth won't do it.
Tarkovsky.
Well, anyways, they have like the General Grievous and the Mace Windu and all those characters. They all obviously all look substantially different than they do from the Clone Wars or from the movies. But that Grievous from the animated series was dope looking, and
yeah.
he was way more menacing. And that than he ever was in the movie, and that comes from somebody who loves General Grievous. But like, how cool it would have been if they had just recreated that into that figure. Like, why make the Black Series version of it? Like, is it just because it's like people will buy it?
Probably. By the way, it's Tartakovsky. My bad,
Tartakovsky.
Jendy.
Okay,
Tartakovsky.
Speaking of him, he made this. He made a newer show besides Samurai Jack, obviously, but he did a newer show that you can watch on HBO Max called Primal, and it's primal. Like it is a bloody. It's like if the Flintstones were like realistic, kind of. like cavemen and dinosaurs being together, but like what it actually would be like, which is incredibly violent. And it's very good. You should check that out.
He was also behind Dexter's Laboratory.
Was he? That makes sense. I guess he was.
I loved that show.
I guess he was probably behind quite. What about the Powerpuff Girls? You anything to do with that?
Yeah, yep. Same.
Yep.
Yeah, my kids have discovered that and they love it.
Oh, my kids loved that.
I loved that show growing up. Like me and my brother and sisters, it was like a perfect little show that spanned the gap between my brother and sister and I because they could watch it because it wasn't like super violent in a way where the kids can get away with watching it, but it wasn't super. So dumb that I wouldn't watch it, or so kiddish that I wouldn't watch it. So it was one of those shows we could watch together. That with like Dexter's Laboratory and stuff like that. Samurai Jack.
Oh yeah,
that's all him. Like that's very cool.
What was the Johnny Bravo was good too.
Yeah, that was another one.
Same.
Yeah,
that whole Cartoon Network slate of shows school was really good. Around that,
I watched it as an adult, man.
It was just well made, good stuff.
Just good stuff.
So some of the other stuff in here, in the Bring Home the Bounty, those Black Series figures, it's like you've got the ARC Trooper, and it's in that packaging. It's just not my bag.
Me either.
There's, what is this line called? The little bitty, like the little kid stuff.
Oh.
Oh, Mission Fleet?
Yeah. There's this speeder.
Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi Starfighter, and
there's a whole bunch of that. Like I mentioned, you know, there's that pretty sweet Fennec Shan watch band.
Yeah, that's rad.
I like that's featured on.
And of course, the new week comes out tomorrow after we've recorded the day before this comes out.
Well, the good news is that ultimately nobody cares about any of this.
Probably, yeah. and. You know, I can just foresee like the next week that's dropping tomorrow is going to be like, hey, two different versions of Monopoly.
I will say that Lego Starfighter Meditation Chamber is pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that's low key kind of sick. I might get that actually
because it's that higher up version of Lego.
It's their right? Like more like precision. Like, you know, more engineered pieces or whatever.
They're the ones that they're the ones that usually like will say like 14 plus age on them or something.
Yeah, yeah. The like more that. Like
yeah.
Expert Lego builder.
Yeah, see stuff. this one says 18 plus on it.
One Sweet. Of the featured I products.
Really don't feel bad about buying that.
One of the featured products is a Lego set, the Duel on Mandalore, with Ahsoka and Maul, which I'm pretty sure is what I got for my birthday.
Which one is it? No.
All I can say is, if it says 18 plus, basically what they're saying is, if you can go to jail, you can buy this.
I'm pretty sure that's the one I got.
That's cool, man.
But no, but I mean, the thing is, though, it's a featured product this week.
Yeah.
I got my birthday was a month ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the Lego stuff in there is pretty cool. I'll give them that. Like the Mandalorian Starfighter and shit, that's all cool.
Does Lego ever really miss, though?
Not typically.
No.
I mean, they made a Seinfeld the competition like set.
God, I wish I would have bought that.
I wish I had too, man. I don't know. That's like one of my favorite episodes.
I'm out.
What?
Huh?
It couldn't have been one of your favorite episodes if you didn't get that freaking reference.
No, I wasn't looking at your face, so like I didn't. I was looking at the Darth Lego. I thought
you were leaving the chat.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out. I'm like, all right, fine, cool, fucking later out. See ya,
man. Now you say that, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe I missed that.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm definitely glad it's back on Netflix because it's cool to have.
It's in the top 10 on the reg. Have you noticed?
Like, dude, it's the best fucking sitcom of all time. Like, come on, like you. Of course, it's always
like I say, the Chinese restaurant. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Seinfeld 4. That's God. That's so good.
The puffy shirt.
People always talk shit on that first season.
I don't want to be a pirate.
People always talk shit on that first season, and I accept it. But there's some good shit in that one too. In the first season,
Putty is my favorite. He's not from the first season, but just overall, Putty's my favorite.
The Devils.
Yeah,
feels like an Arby's night.
Yeah,
nobody ever feels like an Arby's night. That's what's so funny about it.
Ask the 8-Ball.
Remember when Kramer goes on the test drive in the Saab and Putty's like the salesman for the new Saab or something, or he works in the service department at the Saab dealership. Yeah. And him and the salesman, like Kramer and the salesman, are on that like quarter tank of gas, like seeing how far it will go. And they're like having this whole like fever dream of an experience with it.
Keep going. Just keep going.
Just keep going. or like I'm a big fan of the Blacklisted Communist episode.
Oh, he yeah.
Named names.
Or George working for the Yankees and he builds that whole like nap center underneath his desk.
Who doesn't want that? Come on. I have a desk at home and I still want that.
I worked briefly in college for a credit card collecting company, and it was a late shift type deal where you were calling people from the afternoon till like up until 8 p.m. in their time zone. And that whole time I was working that job, I'm like, God, why can't I have George's desk in here?
Oh, man.
I'm not taking him to the airport.
Real quick. So speaking of shows, and I know how you love to go on a King of the Hill rants.
Thank you. I was waiting for our opportunity.
But like I was watching, there was this TikTok the other day, and some people there's a debate going on. Some people are claiming that Dale was it? Is it Dale? Is that the one? Did the
Dale Gribble?
Is that him?
Yeah, that's Dale Gribble.
They are claiming that he is the first person to use the word yeet.
He is. I tried to find yeet sooner than that.
In the correct context. Because he said yeet when he was throwing a recorder, like when he was lost in the woods.
When he got bit by the raccoon and he had rabies. Remember that, Eric? Season 4, I want to say episode 3-ish.
Yeah, but anyways. But he... Because he like throws it, and they say he says yeet. Some people say he's saying something else.
No, he says yeet. It's clearly yeet. It's
just funny.
And I'm so happy that it's Dale Gribble that started that. I mean, like
yeet,
yeet. That's exactly what he says. Yeet.
Let me ask you something. Where the hell did that even come from to begin with? Like, how did that become part of the vernacular? What
yeet?
Yes.
Dale, obviously. I don't know. Something like,
it just kind of
happened. Like repressed memory.
It just kind of happened. I mean, the first time I ever heard it is like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I was watching a YouTube video and it was from some zoo and these gorillas are in there and like this raccoon got into the cage and the one picks it up and yeets it like a frisbee. And then somebody had dubbed over the sound.
Yeah, poor raccoon in that video.
And dude, he tried to get out. Survived. I can't believe he survived.
Dude, I don't know how you get in a cage with chimpanzees. Chimpanzees are brutal.
They were
creatures.
Silverback gorillas, though. They were big motherfuckers. Yes, they weren't chimpanzees. No, go back and watch it. They're big fucking apes.
The great apes, including ourselves, do not fuck around. And no. They're violent fucking creatures. But you get some bored ass big apes in a zoo. And all of a sudden, they get a new toy and a raccoon.
That's kind of what it was. Like, it was in the bushes, and they're, like, trying to find it and shit. And the one finds it, and he's just like, fuck you, Frisbee.
What is this show even?
Who cares?
Nobody's listening anyway.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
I have stats to prove it.
Well.
They're at least downloading. Maybe they're not listening, but who cares?
You know, that's all right.
I did feel bad for the raccoon.
Obviously. But it's still just you get those creature interactions that you can do nothing about. It's like, holy shit.
We'll see how this turns out. That was kind of how the first time I saw that video.
Listen, I want to say something. I can feel myself getting dumber every second we talk about this.
You want to make yourself feel really dumb? Did you see recently that there's talking about the crazy people in America, that there's a sect of people who think that we need to go rescue the Australians from their government?
I saw this on
TikTok. Have you seen that?
Oh my God.
No.
There's people that literally then like there's this dude who's like responding to his Australian there's this video where this woman's saying they are living under a fascist regime. They're not allowed to leave their houses. They're not allowed to go. Well, and like he's like looking outside, looking for the police that are keeping him in his house, you know, stuff like that. But they were serious about it. And like if you go, but what makes it even worse is if you go into the comments, there's all kinds of people. They're like, yeah, you can't do anything. He's like, yes, I fucking can. What do you mean? they're like, you can't go 5 kilometers from your house. He's like, he's like walking. And he's like, Siri, how far have I gone? Since he's like, you've walked 2 kilometers. He's like, fuck, I should have drove. But like, I don't know. Throw in that and throw in with the people in Texas who were convinced that JFK Jr. was going to come back recently.
Oh man, that was delicious.
You would have been getting dumber.
I loved how the one guy was like talking to this lady that was there and she's like, yeah, JFK is coming. They're like, JFK Jr.? No, JFK Sr. And the guy goes, you know, he'd be 104 years old.
Not to mention missing half his skull. I don't know.
And he died 58 years ago.
In this state.
Right here.
Oh my God.
But they were saying JFK Jr. was going to, I mean, there was a big crowd of people, there was like
100 dumbasses there.
No, more than that. It was like a parade's worth of gatherers, like
so
along
like
500 the
street. People probably.
And they were like, he's going to come back. And they thought that he was basically going to be like, that Donald Trump was going to be reinstated as president, and then he was going to have JFK Jr. be his vice president, and then Trump was going to step down, and JFK Jr. was going to take over as the role of president. Like, what? This has to be the biggest troll ever. What the fuck are these people saying?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the people who dream this up, now go with me on this.
Uh-huh.
The people who dream this up, are they doing it to say, okay, I'm going to make something up so outlandish that the people who have been into this hook, line, and sinker are going to know they're just being taken for a ride?
And then they aren't?
And then when they still totally believe it, do you think, oh my God, we didn't dream big enough, I guess? So,
yeah.
I mean, just feel like, how I feel does like this the person happen? Behind it is like, hey, This is like, how far can I get? How much shit can I get these people to believe? That's how I feel about it. Like, what's the craziest shit I can come up with to see if they'll believe it? That's how I feel about it.
But think about how many people think that any day Trump's going to be reinstated, or that he is secretly running the government.
Oh, you know, the latter is what I've heard more often than anything.
Yeah, like it's just like he's stepped down or something, and he's actually still president. It's like, what does that even mean? Like, how is that even a thing? So I don't know, man. But you want to talk about getting dumber, and that's how I feel when I see shit like that. Like we're gonna go rescue the Australians, or JFK Jr. is coming back to be the Republican God. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Speaking of other countries and TikTok, I recently on TikTok saw that there's an actual commercial in Germany being run on their television for helping poor American families and starving children. Yeah. I'm like, fuck. And it's legit.
Yes.
And you're watching, you're like, oh my God, they're not wrong.
Yeah, it was saying to like 20, they were saying to like 20% of U.S. kids are not so, eating properly, which is true. So we're not having enough food.
We're like,
and they're like, then oh they're like, compared to 4% of German kids who don't. So it's like,
yeah, like some ridiculously low number. Like, it's not even close. They're like, yeah, let's take our extra cash we got here and feed the American kids. And you're just kind of like, oh my God, we're broken here. Oh my God.
It's a spiral down the toilet over here.
Well,
and I don't think you have to take a political position to think.
No, it's just looking at
kids.
It.
We need to feed kids. Kids can't be starving.
I'm not even making a Democrat Republican stance about this stuff. It's just the fact that people are fucking saying this is bizarre. Not besides the kid part. I mean, like the other stuff we were talking about, and combined with that, like, there's a German video about this, which I hope somehow is a troll. But like,
it isn't. Just, it's legit. I even messaged my cousins via email when I saw it 3 days ago, who are in southern Germany. They're like, oh yeah, it's been going on for a couple of years now. I'm like, oh my God, we suck.
Well,
how about that Star Wars, Eric?
Yeah, how about that Star Wars? I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't
are
know
we what a Star Wars show on this show this week?
I don't know what to do with any of this.
There's some bullshit this week. We should just be a bullshit show.
I had to pass. I had to pass because I figured Dallas had seen it. I assumed Eric had managed to avoid all of it, but like, because he unplugs for the most part.
Dude,
but like,
it has been great. He's definitely not on TikTok. Health.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
I understand.
Yeah. So. But anyways, there was some stuff that happened, though, this week. So we actually can't talk about Star Wars.
There was some stuff. As a matter of fact, this is some stuff that happened just like right now. And that Hollywood Reporter announces that Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron movie project has been pushed back. By how much? Who knows? For what reason? Nobody's sure. But it happened.
Scheduling conflicts.
Yeah. So take that as you will.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of, oh, they're getting a new director. Like, that's the automatic assumption.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Disney has had a record of doing that with their Star Wars movies.
They most certainly have.
Not denying that fact.
So that's a reasonable, like, assumption.
If that were the case, would you say they're delaying it so that it's a couple years down the road and then they part ways quietly, and next thing you know, 3 years down the road, we announce a new director and it's all in the memory hole and nobody realized they really fired another director?
No, they'll definitely know, because people are up in arms every day but the fact that the Rian Johnson trilogy has not moved an inch. So,
fair enough. I mean,
and that movie, how long ago did The Last Jedi come out? 3 or 4 years ago?
2018.
So
like 18.
Yeah. So.
The end of 2017.
Yeah. And I think that was announced as like before The Last Jedi came out, wasn't it? Something around that time?
Before it ever came out, because I remember the discussion was, man, that must say a lot about how good this movie's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We've heard nothing about it since, except Rian Johnson told me, yeah, I'm still doing it. And then, so.
Well, it's got you thinking, okay, so if we're pushing that back, what's up next? Is it the Taika Waititi one? Because he has that written. At least the script's written.
So well, I don't know if it's written. It's just said he had begun. I'm sure surely it's written by now, but like a few months ago, he said he had started on it, but he was doing other stuff.
Yeah.
So I could be wrong, but like, I don't know. People are wondering if it's the Kevin Feige thing or if it's completely something else altogether.
Speaking of Taika, real quick tangent on him. He has a show out on FX called Reservation Dogs that is fantastic. Everybody should check it out.
I keep meaning to start it and I haven't.
Side note, Taika.
Well, I'm debating. I keep debating whether or not I want to go to the Hulu Premium so I don't have to deal with the commercials. So I haven't been watching anything on Hulu.
I deal with the commercials, man.
I can't deal with them because the same fucking commercials over and over again. I can't do it.
I take a TikTok break while they're on commercial.
So, but no, I mean. Is this just like speak for like we were all worried about what you were going to do with this after Wonder Woman 2 came out, and then you started giving us your first drafts, and we were like, ooh, this isn't what we were wanting.
You have to wonder if that's what's going on. I mean, based on their track record, we can't help but think that.
We can all agree that Wonder Woman 2 was pretty terrible, but had good aspects of it, but ultimately a clunky mess. They made such a big deal about her becoming the director that I think it would hurt them more to take her off the project. I could be wrong. I mean, I remember like she had the X-wing on the tarmac and all that other shit, like all that big whole deal and all the interviews she did about how much she loved being.
Her dad was a pilot or something. Her grandpa was a pilot. Yeah, yeah.
And how she loved Star Wars. She was a little girl and all this other shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That'd be a PR hit, to say the least.
Oh, I mean, it could sure, be man. That she's not writing the script, and maybe they didn't like the script from the person who was writing it, and maybe somebody who can write it they want is not available until the other project's done. That's maybe what's going on.
But it's the only reason why it's kind of concerning is because it was supposed to be the next movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so... And now if it's being delayed, then it's like, so are they going to still release a movie next year?
Nobody said they weren't.
And then what is that going to be like? Like, well, is it going to be rushed now? Like is going to be...
I think they are kind of under pressure to put a movie out at this point.
I don't think they feel any pressure, to be honest with you. Because, dude, I think they're just thinking... Star Wars is fucking killing it on Disney Plus. In the theaters may still not be quite the 100% in 2023 even. So like, who knows? Maybe they're just seeing how it goes. But
maybe.
I mean, COVID screwed up everything, obviously. But yeah. it's. I mean, we would already be looking at it. I mean. We would probably be looking at another movie this year, wouldn't we? If COVID didn't hit, was that the plan? I can't remember. Was it 2022 or was it always 2023?
I can't remember because so it was much 22. Flopped around.
It was 22, and then they pushed it back to 23.
I don't know.
So I'm looking at the article just real quick. It says Squadron has been taken off the production schedule. The hope is that once Jenkins fulfills her previous commitments, she will be able to return to the project.
I mean, you like to think that it's all legitimate, but we've been told so many things in the past, it's hard to know
You can't help but think, oh, they're setting up for the firing to be, oh, the schedule just didn't work out. We had to get a different director.
They've done it so much and they've interfered so much with every single one of the directors except for Rian Johnson. Literally every other movie has had a bunch of input from the studio or problems or something else. And it's
JJ was under their thumb that much.
Well,
on the second film he did, but not Force Awakens.
But he under the thumb is the wrong term. I would say under excruciating pressure is
Under the same scrutiny is, I guess, what I mean.
I mean, he obviously, a lot of shit happened in The Force Awakens. Like, Harrison Ford got broke his back. And then, like, no. That was JJ. JJ broke his back. And then we tried to look at the end, and Ford broke his ankle or something because the Falcon door fell on his ankle or something. Mm. And then JJ tried to pick it up and hurt his back. But and then of course with the Rise of Skywalker, like, he's like, they're like, hey, we decided that we didn't want the dinosaur dude anymore, so please come back, like, come cancel all your plans and make this last Star Wars movie. So
help please
finish what you have started.
But he's doing 3PO. You remember.
So I don't know. They've definitely shown that they can make really good movies under extremely tight deadlines, but it'd be nice for once to see something just go through without any major issues in this beginning of a story or a new thing. Like, something's really, like, very well planned out, and you know, I don't know. It'd be nice to have a smooth production for once.
I guess the only argument I can think of is, would it be weird if Taika's Marvel movie came out the same time as Star Wars movie's coming out?
But he's not even working on that Star Wars movie, though, as far as, like,
well, what I'm saying is, with this change, I mean, just, like, he's the only one we've heard anything remotely close to being able to make a movie.
Yeah. Well, haven't they finished shooting?
They have, but they delayed it. I can't remember till when. It was supposed to come out this November, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, but I think it's been shot, though. That's what I'm saying. I think
done. It's in post-production. I know that.
So I feel like he could be kind of, like, pivoted to start on the Star Wars project. But is that enough time by the end of 2023? I mean,
I don't see why not, based on the other releases of previous Star Wars cinematic films.
But it's a whole new era in Star Wars. It's a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
I mean, if they're starting now, I mean, you're doing your pre-production stuff till January, and then you have the entire year to film and post-production, so that makes sense to me. What do you think, Eric?
Dude, I don't know how long that stuff takes. I really don't.
I always feel like it's 18 months.
So maybe yes and maybe no. I realize that's not very helpful, but I have no idea.
That's the time it takes to make a Black series, Alice. That's what you're messing up there with the time frame. 18 months to get the stuff and then get a production produced.
Unless you do a Trooper or a Fett.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I wish you weren't wrong. Or I wish you were wrong.
No, that's me what too. I mean. Yeah, I agree. Me too. I wish.
But I mean,
was.
didn't Hawes, like, legitimately figure out that's the usual amount of time, is a year and
he
a
did.
Half
for
a
million figure? Years ago when Blue Harvest first started, he said that, and I was like, all right, that makes sense.
That seems like a long time, but yeah, and he was absolutely right.
Well, and he had it broke down. You know, he had like,
yeah,
evidence behind it.
He had the data. He crunched the numbers.
You did the academia.
Our buddy Hawes mentioned on Blue Harvest that he was in Metropolis, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah, which they just took a road trip, and Metropolis is, you know, obviously the city that Superman's from, and that's their big go-to. You know, when you're a little town like that. But dude, it's down there near where the Hog Rock concerts are.
Oh, okay.
And
so you're saying he could have come seeing you, but he did not.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. We're like, is that where this is leading?
Now it is.
It is now. That's all I can think about.
You didn't cross your mind? He's like, hey, I'm near Eric, but I'm not going to go see Eric.
Listen, it may have crossed my mind, but here's the thing. Listen. Stop it. No, I'm just saying he went to Metropolis, and what I was going to say about it, where I was headed with this, is that, like, it's amazing when you go to a place like that and you realize like how economically depressed that area is. I was there in Metropolis. Why? Because I used to go camping near there, and this girl and I had been driving around drinking all day, and we were underage, and we pull into this gas station, and this dude comes out with no shirt on, and he has like the biggest around nipples I've ever seen.
Never gonna eat fried eggs again.
He was Hispanic, and his accent just made the whole thing just that much better. And he's out there talking to us, and I gave him one of our beers. And there's this other girl, and suddenly busting out of the actual gas station, like the building. Mm-hmm. This girl comes out and she's screaming. She's going, "I'm going on that fucking date. Okay, I'm going on that fucking date. That bitch, she called me, and I'm going on that fucking date." And Jesus, dude, this girl and I laughed about that for many a year after that. "I'm going on that fucking date." Oh, dude. And down there, because that's the very southern tip of Illinois, they sound like they're from Kentucky, because Kentucky's right there. It's a scene, man.
I feel like that's the kind of place, like, when people go on spring break, they go float the river and just drink all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a typical Tuesday morning. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if you ain't growing crops, you selling meth.
Listen, that's a broad generalization.
I think there's more crops grown in Indiana than there is Kentucky.
Yeah, probably.
Kentucky's a lot more hilly than Indiana is, because you're getting close to the Appalachian
Mountains. So they're just making meth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the mountains down.
And more moonshine.
More towards southern Kentucky, we get into Tennessee.
That's moonshine, because that stuff's awesome. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's commercialized.
So, I tried some of that stuff. It's great.
It's pretty stout. So anyhow, what else is going on in Star Wars now that we've completely ruined everything about this podcast? The few good things this podcast had going for it, out the window, folks.
We had good things?
Yeah. Were we ever good?
I don't remember.
We're the bad ones. Motivators.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's implied in the title.
I feel like we've had to tell you that too many times, Eric. Like, I know you, I know you're like this like source of light in our little corner of fandom, but like, you brought us to dark clouds with you, so we are the bad motivator.
Also, like, we're 3 months away from doing this for 5 years, and I can't believe this hasn't sunk in yet.
Has it really been that long?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
February.
God.
Next year is 5 fucking years of the show.
Well, technically the first one came out in March, but when we first got together.
Yeah. Listen, how long are we going to keep doing this?
Couple more weeks, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm addicted, but whatever.
I mean, we've said it was the last episode at least 50 times.
So this is episode 247. I really feel like episode 248 is a perfect number to go out on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we go out on a steel show at 250, though?
Good Lord. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Him driving in the car to the fucking Walgreens to buy whatever.
It's sort of like how it's like how I used to, every year around Christmas time. Now, listen, I love Christmas. We all know that, right? I've mentioned it a million times. But at working at a church during Christmas, that's it's hard. Okay. It just is. And so I'd always say, listen, Jesus, if you're coming back this year, if this is the year where you finally make your triumphant return, can you do it before we even start rehearsals? Because God, please. Because if I can get out of doing these rehearsals, that would be just excellent.
And if you can't show up, then just damn these people.
I don't want to start doing rehearsals only to have it not work out at all. So just that would really, if you could hook me up, that'd be great.
Maybe he'll show up in his tuxedo shirt in the front row.
Yeah. You know, of a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert.
Yeah. And he's hammered.
You're just partying.
And he's got giant angel's wings.
and I'm hammered drunk.
That's the kind of Jesus God. I like.
What a great movie. That's what you guys, Amanda and I watched Step Brothers a few weeks ago.
You did?
Yes. Nice. Still holds up.
It's a classic now. If it isn't a classic of like the new millennium, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like that comes on TBS. I'm watching that shit.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm so glad you said that because what I meant to bring up during Who Got What was this, because I started talking about my gig and then I got sidetracked by something.
Oh, yeah.
At the bar, we were at that place you guys came to see Throw the Horns at.
Mm, mm-hmm.
They have these three TVs that are up on the wall or like at the ceiling level on the bar side where the stage is. And so we see these TVs all the time. One of them was on TBS and it was the Star Wars movie marathon.
Oh, and nice.
I was staring at that the whole time. When we started the show, it was in Empire Strikes Back around the time that they're on Cloud City.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Somewhere in there. And then when we hit the beginning of our third set, I guess, we were doing Run to the Hills. And ooh, it was the scene in Return of the Jedi where Luke and Vader are having the lightsaber duel and like they're advancing really hard across the screen from right to left as Luke's pushing him back.
So your song's lining up with the action.
Yeah, and we're ending the song as Luke like is wailing away on the Vader after he's fallen. Dude, it was really something else.
Right before he like fucking cuts his hand off.
Yeah.
His robot hand, of course.
Yeah, it was something, man. It was really kind of neat. So, and I even told the crowd, said, "Look, here I am playing my white flying V, wearing this Taylor Swift Reputation Tour t-shirt, and Star Wars is up on the screen. This is hitting a lot of buttons for me."
Facts.
Yeah.
So when they were doing the trench run in A New Hope, were you playing Slayer's Raining Blood? Because I feel like that would line up perfectly.
No. We started the set during the middle of Empire, or started the show. I feel like I mentioned that. I feel like I said that very
specifically. You did say that.
It's all right, though.
What about the, like, what were you playing during the asteroid scene, the asteroid field scene? That's not the middle.
It was started City. That. I feel like I also mentioned that it started when they were on Cloud City. Have you ever seen Empire Strikes Back?
Oh my God, sorry.
I don't think you've seen it.
Only a million times.
I don't think you have.
I just forgot that detail you mentioned, Cloud City. Sorry.
Okay, that's what I would have said too. So anyway, yes. Anyhow, I forgot to say that. So what else is shaking, man?
Well, we got the Disney Plus day this Friday.
Yes.
And there's been several rumors blasting around about it. I've heard everything.
Kenobi trailer.
I've heard everything from the show one trailer for like another trailer for Boba Fett. I've heard that they'll show like two or three trailers and one behind the scenes thing for like all four shows. You know what I mean? Like they'll have like one, like a trailer for Boba Fett, trailer for Kenobi, trailer for Andor, and then like a behind the scenes Mandalorian or something.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it's shaping up to be a hell of a day, especially, you know, for Star Wars, but also for Marvel and everything else. Like there's stuff they're going to show that's coming out. So, I mean, yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a good day and a lot of stuff to talk about next Monday.
Well, so Shang-Chi is on Disney Plus starting that day, right?
I think so.
Yes, that movie was rad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could finally watch it.
Me too. You'll
enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it,
both of you. I feel like we're going to get filled on Star Wars content on Friday. I just feel like all holes filled. It's going to be great. We're just going to feel so satisfied. That's all I mean by that statement.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure coming from you, that's all it means. But yeah, like a regular Boston cream pie. But anyway, so...
I hate this place. I can't wait till we graduate.
School's out.
But summer's going to totally rule.
Oh, dude, I listened to 18 by Alice Cooper today. That was a good song. I forgot how good that was.
But for me, what I hope we get is obviously another Boba Fett trailer would be great. but we don't need another one because we already saw one. Got kind of an idea for it. But to get a chance, like to get a glimpse of what's going on with Kenobi is obviously my biggest draw to this entire thing. I want to see Ewan in the robes, in the desert.
Give me desert mullet. Let's do just, older Tatooine mullet.
Well, he's not. He won't have the mullet though, because that was Attack of the Clones. I mean, a man could dream, and the mullet is hot right now. So maybe they'll be able to work it in.
How did that happen? By the way,
in Attack of the Clones, yeah, exactly.
No, how did the mullet become?
Remember
a thing
earlier
again?
When I said that word? The toilet circling down, that's a part of that. You know, like if you stick your head in the toilet, you can get a mullet from a swirly. That's kind of what's happening there. It's kind of like the haircut of the coming apocalypse.
Eric, here's how it happened. George was like, he needs to have a mullet because I need this death stick line. And nobody's going to believe a drug dealer is going to sell anything to anybody with a clean cut haircut. He has to have the mullet.
No, what I mean is just in general, because – so Stella, she's a cheerleader this year, and they had their first game this past weekend, and so it's the boys basketball team. So there were two boys with mullets, with like straight up glorious mullets.
Oh yeah, man.
And I'm thinking, I thought we were past all this.
Well,
it's back.
What I want to know is all these cool kids with their mullets. I've seen very few of them going full hog with the sidesteps. You know what I mean? I've seen a couple, but most of them are just like, you know, it's like we had long hair during the pandemic, so we decided to shave it off at the mall on the side. But like they didn't, if you're going to commit, get the sidesteps, all right? Then I'll call you cool from like an 85. But
so
until then.
My son, London, just finished football this week. Unfortunately, they got bounced from the quarterfinals from the playoffs. But 8 of his teammates all had mullets with the steps.
Well, you know, I can
done
respect,
properly.
I can respect. I can respect it if it has the steps. That's all I'm going to say.
They all had steps. In fact, one had like the heartbeat lightning bolt in the side, yes. Like clear to the back. It was rad.
Yes.
Like Eric is like shivering in his boots over there. He's like, God.
It's like, God, I can do that.
I hate it here.
But back to this Disney Plus day, like, do you guys basically agree with me? Like, that's what you want to see the most is what Kenobi's going to look like.
Oh, I agree that that's what you want to see the most.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you want to see Cassian more like Catherine Neen?
Dude, at this point, man, I'll take anything. I would love to see what's up with Kenobi. Would love to see it. Like, I was reading a list of all the rumors on the Sith list last week. Okay. And, you know, this is all from our up till now reliable sources have said kind of thing. So, you've got to wonder. Well, one of them was that there'd be a trailer for the season 3 of The Mandalorian. And I thought that seems a bit ambitious.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
No, like I said, maybe a behind the scenes, like we just started shooting this kind of thing, but not. I mean, that's coming out the end of next year, probably the same time Boba Fett's coming out this year. You know what I mean? Like same time frame, but like I don't know. It's still cool that we're gonna have 4 Star Wars shows next year.
Well, we're pretty sure. Like I feel like all 3 of us are in consensus that we're probably getting something from Kenobi. So what the question is, how much is there going to be something in the clip that involves Hayden?
Dude, all they have to do, and it would be a banger, is show Kenobi looking out into the distance over the horizon. And then it just, and all of a sudden you hear Vader's breathing. And people were like, oh my God, that was the greatest thing ever. You know what I mean? Like that's literally all you'd have to do.
It's the most low bar like trailer they ever have to put together. Cause
yes.
To be honest,
we would all be like, yes, thank you.
And the weird thing for me, I'm the most worried about that series of liking it. I know I'm gonna love Cassian weirdly. I know I'm gonna love it. I'm the most worried about if I'm going to love this one. I'm probably going to love it, but I don't know why I've had like a natural fear.
That's because That's because you have no expectations for Cassian. None.
I don't have any expectations for Kenobi, frankly, because I don't know what they're going to do.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Whether or not you realize it or not, it's in the back of your mind. You've been living with Obi-Wan Kenobi since you were a little kid. And then
So in that context, yes, I have expectations that he holds up to the character. But what I mean by not having any, I'm more nervous it's going to be bad. I'm worried it's going to be bad.
There's no way. There's no way they let Kenobi be bad. They won't. I think they would delay it if it was going to be bad.
Okay.
It means too much to too many people. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the favorite character of probably millions of people.
He's the grandpa of the fucking series. I don't care who you are. He's goddamn dad or grandpa, depending on how old you are.
I'm so glad Ewan agreed to it and is excited about it. I'm so glad that happened. Because otherwise,
being excited is the cherry on top.
Because otherwise, fuck off forever with any more Obi-Wan content, live action. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like,
but yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty stoked about some of the stuff that they're doing, and at this point, I'm trying to think. Okay, how much of this can I actually consume on Friday? And when would it all happen? Is away?
I think what they were saying is that you'll be able to follow along with what's coming out, like on Twitter and stuff. So I think it's going to be, I don't think you necessarily have to watch it at the time it comes out. So I think you'll be able to just kind of periodically check in on Twitter and be able to see the trailers or whatever they got coming out.
Not to mention, we're all really good friends with King Tom. We all follow King Tom.
Oh,
King Tom going to fill us in. He's going to keep us informed. Between him and Chris Willis, we're going to be filled in.
Let's be real. It's going to be Chris Willis. Chris Willis is like our
Bad Motivators News anchor.
I love Chris Willis, but he is a spammer in that chat. That boy is, he is everything. I'm like, what is this? He has like funny videos. He has breaking news. He's like,
I got to be honest. I'm like,
he's like our timeline within a timeline.
I got to be honest. Sometimes I'm like, does your employer know you're not working right now?
I think he's still working from home.
Oh, okay. So it's easier for him to get away with like all.
Well, I mean, if you ever see the screenshots he'll send of his like layout and stuff, he'll have his Chrome browser up, and there's no less than 25 tabs open in Chrome at any given time.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude,
he's Count Tabula.
Dude, the strain you're putting on your processor to have all those.
Thank
tabs
you for
open.
Chuckling in the video, Eric. That dad joke was primo.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, Lucas messaged me last week and he said your 31 October joke was very underappreciated, and I told him I had to agree. But maybe it's because we have an Air Force base very near us, but yeah. Anyhow. Well, listen, guys, I know this has been some pretty great content. And I'm imagining that this episode is going to rank right up there with the top 246 episodes of this show. But parting shots before we go, anything left on Disney Plus Day, Dallas, that you think is going to happen?
I think we will get a pretty hearty Cassian update of some form. Like, I jokingly say I don't care, but I do care. I'm really excited for that series. In some ways, more excited than Kenobi. And I hate to say that, but I'm excited for Kenobi, but I'm even more excited about Cassian because they can do anything. They don't have to hold themselves to much like they do in Kenobi. So it's a little more relaxed experience. And so I kind of want to see how they'll present that to us if they do.
For me, I think that they're going to give us what we expect, which is information, something from the four shows that are coming out. But I think they're also going to give us stuff that we didn't expect, like updates about upcoming shows and maybe even announce another show or two that's coming out. So like, I think we're going to get an update about the Ahsoka series. I'm not sure if they're going to say anything about the, what's that?
Acolyte.
No, well, Acolyte maybe too, but what's that? The show that Karana was going to be in.
Oh, Rangers of the New Republic.
Oh,
Rangers
of the New Republic.
I don't know if they're going to say anything about that, because I have a feeling that whole thing's in flux, so I don't really know.
Yeah, but I think that's an afterthought at this point.
Yeah. So, but I wonder if they're going to announce. I wonder if they're going to. Well, they wouldn't announce the movie that's coming out, because that wouldn't be on Disney Plus. But maybe they'll announce like another new series or two that they hadn't previously spoken about, or maybe just give us an update on like the Lando series, where see if that's going anywhere and stuff.
That'd
like
that. That'd be nice. I'd enjoy that.
I think we'll get some pretty hefty updates. That's what I think.
You know, it's crazy. I forget about that Lando series. I like think about it, and then I like
fake fan.
No, fuck you. You know, I'd get him fully back tattooed if my wife would be okay with it.
Well, I mean, if you were really a real fan, you would do it and ask for forgiveness later.
I've done that several times in my 20-year marriage, and it hasn't always worked out. So that one I know would not work out. I'd be divorced. Dallas divorced. You got the back tattoo.
You know what you should get? You should get like the dragon inlay of his cape just like randomly tattooed down like your ribs. So like you could like have like a button-up shirt, and you just kind of like...
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's for free. Next one's going to cost you.
That dragon inlay anywhere would be rad.
Yeah, yeah.
Not on the ribs, though, because, like, I hate needles, and already the ribs? Are you kidding me, dude?
Well, at least I softened them up for you, and so did so did your son.
If you get a huge one on your back, when's your wife going to see it? Like, when she's doing you from behind, is she going to be looking at it?
Your pegging sessions.
Listen, don't knock it until you've tried it. That's all I'm gonna say.
That is true.
So, anyhow, yeah,
I wasn't hating. I'm just pointing out there. Pegging sessions? ?
How about changing clothes in the bedroom? She'd see it.
Just turn away from just like always be like,
why are you always facing front of me?
Do it like prison rules, man. Yeah. Every time you take off your clothes, you always make sure your back's against the wall.
I mean that way you can always show her the goods. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just always trying to keep you in, like, you know, keeping you wanting all of this.
Yeah, but the bad thing is then you have to chub up every time you get ready to change your clothes. Yeah.
Gotta be semi charged.
I mean, a penis is already very unattractive, let alone a soft one just kind of hanging there's been sitting in your pants all day.
Swamp donkey.
God damn. Well, guys, Eric. I think on that note, we're going to call it a show. And I do, again, want to mention patreon.com/thebadmotivators, where you have a chance to be one of the only two patrons we have at this point after all of that. But but seriously, check it out. There's some cool stuff going on over there. And to everybody who supports us on Patreon, thank you so, so very much. And everybody who just listens to this show in general, retweeting our crap and all that, just thank you. It's very much appreciated. It takes a lot of work to do this show. And I realize we're making that huge podcast money, right? Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's...
You can always use more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but really, everybody who supports this show in any way, shape, or form, it is very, very much appreciated. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
You can follow the show on Twitter at @bad_motivators. There's some other crap there in the show description. Man, I've said crap several times here, but there is. There's some crap in the show descriptions. If you want to check it out, go crazy. And yeah, so
there's been a lot of butt stuff in general this episode, especially towards the end.
Listen, man. Never mind. You already know where I stand on that.
I wasn't saying it was a bad thing. I'm just saying good. I'm just pointing out there's been a lot of butt
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just butt stuff is where it's at. Anyhow. There's really nothing left to say. Oh, by the way, on Friday, Taylor Swift, her version of her album Red, has been re-recorded so that she'll own the recording masters of this one, since she can't own her original one. that comes out Friday. It's going to be super awesome and great. There will be tons of bonus material. So kick ass. Anyway, sweet man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift and Butt Stuff are awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
Later.
The bad motivators doing butt stuff.
The bad motivators.